You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Rare game this weekend where both sides have got something to play for. Norwich in the betting here at 7-2, 21-10 the draw, and Manchester United are 10-11. Nathan Redmond to score in a Norwich win is 10-1, and Wayne Rooney to score in a Manchester United win is 11-4. As I said, they're both sides needing the points. Norwich obviously still battling for survival, and the top four has become possibly realistic for Manchester United. They're 4 points back with a game in hand, inferior goal difference, mind, but this should be quite a well-contested game, Derek.
Yeah, it's a bit short, United, isn't it? How many games? 6 games away from home, so they've won this season, and we're expecting them to back them at odds on against a team that's fighting for their lives. I don't think United are a team you can trust, to be honest, at those kind of prices. I mean, I wouldn't trust them at any prices, but I'd be prepared to back them at decent prices, not at 10 to 11 away from home. I mean, if they were going to someone like, actually, let's just say Bournemouth, you know, who had nothing to play for, I might give them a squeeze, even though Bournemouth are obviously a better side than Norwich. But, you know, you look at Norwich's 5 home wins they've made this season. That's as many as Everton. It's as many as Chelsea. You know, they're no mugs at Carrow Road. I think they've held West Ham there recently. I think they held Man City there recently too. They're not the mugs these odds imply. Fellaini's out for Man United, which is bad news for Norwich. I'm going to go for a Norwich win here at 7-2. Norwich are capable. They're not. You know, Villa are comfortably the worst team in the Premier League. We know that probably ever. Norwich is second from bottom, but on occasions they played a lot better than a second from bottom team. I mean, some matches I've liked what I've seen from Norwich, and I think 7-2 is taking a big chance here, the bookies. I'm going to go for the Canaries here.
Okay, 7-2 then for a Norwich win for Derek. Dave, have you got similar thoughts?
Well, just to pick up on a few things Derek mentioned there, Mauro and Fellaini, even though you said it tongue-in-cheek, Derek, he's actually started Manchester United's big games the second half of the season, and Louis van Gaal, maybe it's misplaced faith, but he's put a lot of faith in Fellaini as maybe the mixer in midfield, because they've got a lot of small players in there, small intricate players, the likes of Ander Herrera and Juan Mata, and if they need someone to just be a bit more physical, Mauro and Fellaini comes into the mix. So his absence might make a difference for Manchester United. Scoring goals has been the problem for Norwich, though. You look at their top scorers in the Premier League this season. Dier Mercy, Mbakani and Nathan Redmond just got 5 apiece. And no side has a lower top-scoring player so far this season. And they've been poor in 2016, Alex Neil's side as well. You look at the amount of games they've lost. They've lost 11 in this calendar year. Only Aston Villa have lost more Premier League games, and they haven't scored in 3 either, Norwich. And I think at this stage of the season, it comes down to experience, and they've got Alex Neil at the helm, whereas Newcastle have got Rafa Benitez and Sunderland have got Sam Allardyce. I think they understand how to set their teams up to grind out victories in games like this. I'm not sure Alex Neil does understand that, and I think they'll be exposed defensively as well. Anthony Martial, I think, still has been terrific. I know that Derek thinks he's overrated, but I think he's a top quality player. He's in the betting at 19-10 to score any time here, which I think is a worthwhile price. He's got 15 goals in all competitions this season, which is more than any other Manchester United player. I just don't see Norwich scoring in this game. I think Manchester United will edge it to nil. Just to play devil's advocate and back up something that Derek said, Manchester United have struggled at Carrow Road in recent seasons. They've lost the last 2 visits, so it is a difficult place for them to go. But Manchester United to win this game to nil, 2-1, when you compare that with 10-11 for them to win this game, I don't think it will be a rout. Manchester United don't play that style of expansive football. And in that second half against Leicester last weekend, I thought they were really poor. They went back to that ponderous style of play where they just keep possession without being incisive. And that's something that's plagued Manchester United throughout the course of the season. I'll go Manchester United to win this game to nil, though. That's in the betting at 2-1. I think it's a good price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.